Well, just to give you a sense of what it sounds like in Tahrir Square now, I'm back away from the front line and in the square itself, where there are thousands still occupying this plaza and groups of people scattered all around in different congregations, all shouting for a downfall, the downfall of SCAF, the downfall of the military council, and specifically the downfall of Field Marshal Mohammed Hossein Tantawi, who has really become the Mubarak figure for this reawakened revolution. At the moment, the crowd near me are shouting out different words to describe the current form of government in Egypt, and the crowd's responding with batil, which means illegitimate, and demanding that these organs of power be removed. They're also saying ishab yurid iskatil mushir, which is exactly the same phrase that they used to sing in the anti-Mubarak protest back in January and February. It's the people want the downfall, but instead of the people want the downfall of Mubarak, they're saying they want the downfall of the field marshal, referring again to Tantawi. You can also hear ambulances around, various wounded who are carried back from the front line being taken to the field hospitals here and to other hospitals elsewhere in the city. There are banners up, there are motorbikes. Traffic itself can't get into the square because there are civilian checkpoints all around and closing off the roads, and also checking people's IDs when they come in. People who have anything to do with the government, or anything to do with the security forces, or indeed, in some cases, anything to do with the state media, aren't allowed in because they're all seen as falul, which is an Arabic word meaning remnants, and that's remnants of the old regime. There are also various hawkers and traders, people selling flags, people selling food, but there's none of the festive atmosphere that you had during those 18 days when the square, apart from on odd days of violence, was largely secure, and these sort of organic systems of tents and food supplies and music and entertainment grew up. This is a far fiercer and more intense Tahrir Square we're seeing now, and a far more violent one. There are the charred remains of the armoured police vehicles, which were captured and burnt down. There is debris everywhere. Some people are trying to clear up the rubbish, but it's an ongoing battle because last night when the army attacked the square and cleared it, obviously they started many fires in the square, and that piled up the amount of the rubbish and detritus. So it's an interesting scene, and it's a very fluid scene. The situation's moving very, very fast, but an intense atmosphere here.